The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. It's Friday, June 2nd, 2023. It's Friday, so in about an hour, we'll end the week as we have been ending the week lately. King Harris salutes the music of Marvin Gaye and talks about some other singers in the 50s and 60s that you may not have remembered. Finishing up the text messages for National Donut Day on the Stahlberg Tatum text line. Sandy's checking in. Hey, Sandy. No wonder we have so many obese people. Well, yeah, we are kind of obese, aren't we? Wendy. Hey, Wendy. Sunshine Donuts were the best. Sorry, Carson. Winchell's was great, too. Yeah, and I have not been to Slo Doco, and part of the reason is that I refuse to wait in line. Whenever I go by there, there's always a line out the door, so they must know what they're doing. Do we know what we're doing? 32 years later, we're still having that debate, aren't we? I'm going to be spending the weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. I mean, we've got the Greek festival all day tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. and starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday at the Madonna Expo Center. Authentic Greek food, reasonable prices. I'm just telling you, I'd be there at 11 a.m. I just get there early. We told you about the Portuguese festival that's taking place Saturday night at the Trinity Hall there on 227. Their little parade starting around 8:30 from Reese Family Mortuary to Mission Plaza. And then they're going to go back to the Trinity Hall for lunch. Pride in the Plaza on Sunday. They've been having Pride since 1997. We hope they have another good year. So the bottom line is, if you can't find something to do, the weather's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Part of what I'm going to be working on this weekend is putting together some shows for next week. I got a nice text message during the last hour from Conservative Bob. He sends us greetings from his new home in Kingman, Arizona, but he's going to be back, it sounds like, later this month. So I've encouraged Bob to come on by and check in. So we'll have Conservative Bob at some point. Next week, Joe Brittingham is going to talk about the economy. Bernadette Bernardi from Literacy for Life will give us an update on that very important nonprofit. But the big news of the day that we've been talking about is that we have put our hands on more free tickets for Ringo Starr at Vina Robles. I believe that is... 2 weeks from today, maybe? I believe it's 2 weeks from today. So I'm going to give you a chance on Monday to win some free tickets. Andy on Tuesday, me on Wednesday, Andy on Thursday, me again on Friday. That's right. Keep listening to us because I've got more free tickets to give away to Ringo Starr. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward. I saw Paul McCartney a few years ago. I've not seen Ringo. We had tickets last time, and then he had COVID and had to cancel. One thing I want to follow up, we had a really good conversation yesterday with Andy P., San Luis City Councilwoman, and Gavin Huzzy, he heads up parking services, about the new parking fees that are going to go into effect in downtown starting July 1st. Basically, if you're at a meter, it's going to go up to $4 an hour. If you're going to go into the parking garage, it's going to go up to $3 an hour. And then eventually it's going to go up to $5 an hour. But as Gavin was explaining yesterday, you can go online and if you give up your license plate number and you can prove that you're a resident of the county, you'll be in the program where if you go to the parking lot directly across from the Palm Theater, you will continue to get 1 hour of free parking. And I went in it last night, and I just kind of looked at it, and I was like, no thanks. I applaud them. I think a lot of you like the idea of 1 hour free parking. For me, when I come downtown, I can't do what I want to do in less than an hour. I mean, stop and think about it. You come downtown, you want to see a concert in Mission Plaza, and then you're going to hit the bar or go get something to eat. Or you're going to go to a movie at the Palm, and then you want to go out and get something to eat afterwards, right? So, yeah, we're talking 2, 3, 4 hours. And Gavin gave a pretty detailed answer yesterday, but with all due respect to him and the job that he's doing, I still think that what's going to happen with many of us is that we are just going to park, not downtown, we're going to park in residential neighborhoods. I used to live on Pacific Street over there by Emerson Park. I know where you can park for free. And when I'm only paying $1.50 an hour, it's no big deal. But if you're going to charge me $4 an hour to park, and I'm downtown for 3, 4 hours, it's in my financial interest just to go and park in a residential neighborhood and spend an extra 5 to 10 minutes walking. It's worth it to me. And I predict that's what's going to happen. The discussion is no longer about whether or not we need a parking garage. They're already building it as we speak. That decision has been made. The debate now is, what is the best way to pay for it? I believe it was Mark who called in yesterday and was wondering, well, are there budget cuts? Are there programs that we could cut? Is the only way that we can finance this is through increase in parking fees? So I wish the city well on this. I'm not trying to rain on their parade. I know it's not an easy decision. And I'm going to keep coming downtown. But when I'm coming downtown for longer periods of time, I'm not going to the parking garages. I will just go into the neighborhood and I will park. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines, take your phone calls, whatever you want to talk about. It's our Friday night open line. It starts right after this. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Craig Hill is here. Mr. Hill, anything on your mind before I start taking phone calls? Anything you want to get off your chest?
I don't know. Like, there's a million things I hear on the news, and then I just want to go on a rant, but then I'm like, you know what? This isn't a rant show. We're not ranting. Let's just let it go.
National Donut Day.
I mean, if somebody called me with a question, I'd have something for them, but I'm just distracted by donuts, and, you know, it's hard to think.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's open up the phone lines and fire up the Stolberg-Tatum text line. It's our open line. We try to do this most Fridays. 805-543-8830. That number allows you to call in or text in. Whatever's on your mind. Is a question you want to ask? Is there an event you want to promote? Is there something in the news you want to talk about? Is there something we covered lately that you want to talk about? Or you just want to say hi? Or you want to talk about donuts? That's fine, too. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Those are the numbers that bring into the conversation. Otherwise, Craig and I are here.
Yeah.
We're just doing our thing. We get paid regardless.
Yeah. Right now I'm editing your last Lindsay Harn spot. I'm about to send that off to her and her company. And
is that in the Lindsay Harn Hall of Fame?
Yes. And once I get that done, then I'll only have one thing to do before we get out of here for the weekend. That's what I'm looking forward to. You got any plans for this weekend?
I'm definitely going to the Greek Festival tomorrow. As the phones start coming in, yes, you must go to the Greek Festival at the Madonna Expo Center. It's just really, really worth it. It's authentic Greek food. and it's really, really, really good. We got Chuck in St. Louis on KVEC. Hey, Chuck.
You know, you were talking about parking structures and prices.
Yes.
I was in Pismo Beach a couple months ago, and I received a parking ticket. And the reason I received a parking ticket is I couldn't see the screen on the parking meter to use my credit card. And so anyway, I put in probably $8 or $9 worth of quarters, and I thought I had enough money in quarters to take me until 10 o'clock that night. And so anyway, to make a long story short, you know, I didn't want to get a $20-$30 ticket. Well, I didn't get a $20-$30 ticket. I got an $80 ticket.
Holy cow!
And it wasn't red or yellow or illegal parking. I just got an $80 ticket for a normal parking place down there because I didn't put in, I guess, $20 or $30 worth of quarters, and I put enough quarters in there. I knew, but you get 4 minutes or 3 minutes for a quarter.
That's it.
And I don't. Wow. It had to be it because I'm not exaggerating. I had a full roll of quarters and it was open, but it was hardly anything out of there. So I had at least $8, if not $9, $9.50 worth of quarters in that meter. And I couldn't do anything about it because it was on a weekend. I couldn't call, and find out. Nobody was there that could read the screen either because the sun was just so bright. And the thing about it is, I have a very noticeable car. Everybody knows, when I'm in town because my car is kind of noticeable. And at 5 o'clock, people were coming in and telling me I had a ticket. I said, that's impossible. I said, I put enough quarters in that. I went out, and sure enough, I had an $80 ticket.
Did you talk to anybody?
Did you talk
to anybody about it, Chuck? Did you appeal it at all?
Oh, no. That's their policy. Now, if it was San Luis Obispo where I live, and I was in business for 32 years here, I like to do business where I live. I don't do business where I live anymore because I've had so many tickets down in San Luis Obispo when they put these damn meters in that, you can't. I don't shop in... but I never received an $80 ticket in San Luis Obispo.
I think the tickets in San Luis are $40.
Yes, I think that's what they are. But I haven't had one probably 3 or 4 years because I just don't go down there anymore. I just had to say something. My advice is don't go to Pismo Beach to shop. And the thing about it is, I don't think there's a city anywhere around here that makes as much money as Pismo Beach does, not on tickets. I mean, just they have to be well off down there with as many tourists as they attract because of the pier and the ocean and
sure. And they get get the bedroom tax in the hotels.
Yes, yeah. And the bedroom. They have the beautiful hotels down there. But now you have to pay parking all the way to 9 o'clock. In San Luis Obispo, down in there, you only have to pay it until 6.
I don't like that. I think that's just being greedy on San Luis Obispo's part to charge us all the way till 9 o'clock.
Yes, I do too, and on Sunday.
Well, and it used to be Sundays and holidays were free.
Exactly.
And Memorial Day, we were downtown, and we had to pay.
Yep. And you shouldn't have been downtown. What can I say? I shouldn't have been in Pismo Beach. It's just, it's not that I can't afford $80, but it's just, that just isn't right because
so where are you gonna
a
go?
Lot of people where don't make go as much money as I do.
Yeah, but Chuck, where will you go shopping now? If you're not going to go to San Luis or Pismo Beach, what does that leave?
I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Right.
It's just... I don't know, I like Pismo Beach because of Harry's Beach Bar. I don't drink, but I do dance and I do play pool. And San Luis doesn't offer a pool table that I know of in all of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, I think the pool tables are gone.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, I just thought I would call in and get it off my chest.
I'm glad you did, Chuck. That's why we have the open line. I'm sorry for the $80, but thanks for calling. 805-543-8830. Pauline's in Morro Bay. Hi, Pauline.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been some time ago, but there was a parking lot behind, there's the corner of Marsh and something right behind where the couch potato is now.
Yes.
Well, there was a thrift store of some sort, and some relatives and I were in the parking lot right behind. We walked in and got us some stuff, and we was coming out. We had enough money in the meter, and when we came out, there's a cop there writing a ticket, and the meter still had money in it.
What?
And so we just, and we just stared at him. He handed the ticket to Wilbur. So we just went around the corner someplace there where you could go in the office and contest it and tell them, you know, what happened.
Did you point out that there was still, time on the meter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was in no mood to, you know, argue about it. Cause then he was caught in the wrong, I think, was what it was. So sometimes you just got to be careful and maybe take, now that we have cameras, you can take a picture of the meter, showing what you've done, and you can prove it, you know, to do that. I don't think we had cameras on our phone.
Did you win the appeal?
Oh, yeah. And there might have been a lot of complaints about the guy doing that, but that was just ridiculous. You know, you don't argue with somebody from Texas, and that's where Wilbur was. Or my husband either. I mean, he was a Marine, and he'll tell you, but it was, I think he was caught. He knew he was wrong, and that's what, you know, why he walked off.
Does that make you stay away from St. Louis?
Yeah, especially now in the parking. I'm with you, Dave. I'll go park on a side street someplace. I need the walking anyway, but yeah. I don't go downtown because you can't get parking, and it's just $4 they've raised it to in the
parking. It's going to be $4 at a parking meter and $3 in a parking garage an hour.
Oh, okay, so it's $4 and that on the street one.
Yep.
Ooh,
starting July 1st.
Even worse yet.
Yep, starting July 1st.
Okay, no way, no, I don't even go downtown. Yeah. And that other guy that was just talking, he can come to Morro Bay and shop.
That's a good idea.
We don't have parking meters. Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, Pauline, thank you. Where'd Greg go? Here's Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Greg.
Back again.
Yeah.
A couple of comments on the parking issue. You know, I drove down to do a little business downtown at the government center. I think it was on Tuesday, probably about 3:30 in the evening or afternoon. And I drove down Oso Street between Palm, heading down towards Monterey.
Right.
And I remember not long ago when we used to have the good old-fashioned meters that you were lucky if you found an open space to park. I had my choice of probably more than 50% of the parking spots on Oso Street that day. And I just thought, that's a comment on this new business with the credit cards required, and you have to walk to the kiosk to pay your dues. I just think, I don't know. I just question whether or not that was a real smart move on the city's part.
Time will tell. Speaking of time, it's time to go to news. Greg, thanks for calling back. We've got California Headline News, ABC Radio News. Craig updates us with Time Saver Traffic and Weather together. Then we'll take your phone calls for another half hour and get you ready for King Harris. It's just our Friday night open line. What's on your mind? Let's find out. Dave Congleton, Craig Hill. That equals Hometown Radio. Free tickets to Ringo Starr at Vina Robles every day next week. Just saying. I'm excited. You should be too. It's our open line on the Stolberg Tatum text line. Listener writes, I think more people will not go downtown. What is the attraction? There are great restaurants all over the county, and retail downtown doesn't excite me. A better approach would be to have the garages have a couple hours of free parking and then have an hourly fee. I just think if they want people downtown, you don't do it by gouging them from the minute they show up. We've been getting a lot of calls following up the conversation we had yesterday with Councilwoman Pease and Gavin Huzzy from the parking program, reminding us that starting July 1st to park downtown, it's going to be $4 an hour at a parking meter and $3 an hour in one of the parking structures. But if you go online and sign up with the city with your license plate number and you can prove that you live in the county, you'll be able to park for the first hour free at the parking structure on Palm Street. Anyway, but we're talking about whatever you want to talk about. Phone lines are open. Text line is fired up, 805-543-8830. Call and say hi, promote an event, ask a question, talk about parking, talk about any other issue, whatever you want. This is the time. King Harris at 605. People have opinions about parking.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. This could be another person calling in now with an opinion. Who will it be? What will they say? Well, why don't we find out? Let's go up to Templeton, check in with Rick. Rick, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Oh, good, sir. Thank you.
All right. Say, yesterday on the parking, you know, questioning.
Yes.
A man called in and he asked, are they going to have, you know, good lighting for the safety of seniors?
Yes.
And then he also asked, are they going to have a lot of disabled or more disabled parking places in the new garage? And I just wanted to say that right now, I don't think they allow any handicap parking in any of the parking garages. That's what my mom was telling me. And he just skipped right over. He didn't even begin to add. He answered the question about the lighting. He said, oh, yeah, lighting, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't say a thing about the senior parking in the garages.
I'm looking over at Craig. Craig, you know, is there handicap parking in parking structures? I'm doing a
legally,
quick...
yes. So there has to be. Now, he said,
yeah,
are you saying handicap or are you saying senior parking?
No handicap. There's supposed to be no handicap parking in the parking garage.
Well,
right now.
I know it's not. That's not true in Marsh. I was just in the Marsh Street parking structure on Monday, and there was definitely handicap parking in that structure.
Yeah, you legally are required to put a certain amount for every parking space. For every like 10 parking spaces, you need a certain number of handicaps. So that
I think you're mistaken there, Rick.
Or maybe he just didn't say it.
Maybe it's that you're allowed to park in the handicap places, but you're not allowed to park in the regular ones using your placard. Maybe that could be the case.
Well, but here's a larger question, Rick. I know you live in Templeton, but you come down and visit your mother here in town. Do you spend any time at all downtown San Luis?
Well, she's got a handicap placard, so it makes it very convenient for her when I drive her where she needs to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we could just park in any of the regular places and use even the ones that are designated handicapped and put up the placard. You don't have to put money in the meters, so it's pretty easy for us.
Yeah,
that
so
way.
Rick's got a special deal.
Yeah, my mom does anyway, but I don't wish it on anybody.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else you want to say, Rick?
No, that's all I want. Well, that's good to hear they have. I guess I heard wrong on that, but it's good they have handicapped in the garages. Thank you so much.
All right, Rick, always good to hear from you. I know I can visualize it because I was just there. I know they have it in the Marsh Street parking. Stolberg Tatum text line, Wendy checks in. Hey, Wendy, on parking. I can't remember the service, but isn't there a white van? I see it all over town. Dial-A-Ride? Yes. Or give her friend a dozen donuts to drop you off and pick you up. Bing!
That'll work.
Well, that's one of the things the city wants you to do. They want you to ride share more. They want you to take the bus. They want you to ride a bike. They want to encourage other forms of transportation other than the traditional car.
They seem to want me to not go downtown and do business because that's what they are trying to basically showing me to do. They're showing me the
Explain.
Door. I've said this before. I got a couple things. One is, my wife asks me never to buy her gifts from any stores downtown San Luis because if she has to return them, she doesn't want to. She does not want to go back downtown.
I see.
And I used to go downtown. I'd stop at Jamba Juice, hang out a little bit, have a Strawberry's Wild, smoke a cigar at the shop. I would cruise around. I'd go to all kinds of businesses there. And now I absolutely hate going downtown because it is so difficult. I would park in front of where I wanted to park, where I wanted to do business. And I could even walk up and down. But now I have to go park on the outskirts and then make my way in.
They want you in the parking garages.
Well, that's great. Well, they seem to want me to not park down, go downtown because I'm not going there anymore. I just am not.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. It's our Friday open line. You can talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. If you just want to say hi or you want to talk more about donuts, that's the thing about donut shops. You get free parking.
You do? Well, yeah. As long as they're not downtown, I guess.
Yeah. The donut shops I know all have free parking. That's, I love San Luis Obispo. I'm not here to bash it. But my partner Kathy lives in Arroyo Grande, and we spend a lot of time in the village of Arroyo Grande. What's in Arroyo Grande? Well, they have great restaurants. They have an independent bookstore. They have a creek with a swinging bridge. They don't have any homeless people in the downtown. And you know what? They have free parking. And so we just spend a lot of time there. We spend some time in San Luis, but usually in San Luis when we come downtown, it's because of something specific that we need to do instead of just hanging out. And Arroyo Grande has really, really changed in the last 5-6 years. Let's take some more calls, shall we? We got Henry on KVEC. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, I was listening to your that anecdote about don't buy me anything from downtown because I don't want to have to go back there and return it.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that really was struck a red flag there for a lot of us, and we don't even think about that.
Do you agree you agree with Craig about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, if I were to send my housemate, Virginia, oh, gosh, I mean, it takes her interminably longer time to go and do something, even just to pick up a food or to, you know, or to shop for a couple of minor little things, you know. She's just, it takes forever for her. And then the biggest hazard pit is Costco, middle of the day, with all those cars backing up, and you don't know what. She couldn't find her car after an appointment, so I had to go to find it for her.
I only go to Costco at night. I won't go in the daytime.
Yeah, okay, daytime is crazy. But there's one thing I wanted to bring up about transportation. And, you know, in a town that's made up of largely seniors, you know, why are the preferences are far too skewed in development for the younger kids? But, you know, you have to think about this, but when a senior loses their ability, their driver's license for whatever reason, that's basically death sentence, cuts them off from their social and independence. It's a terrible thing to have that happen here in this town because you have to call for a ride, you know,
or take a bus
days in advance.
Or take a bus.
And, you know, the bus is just not a... It's not a good option because where you have to go and might be, you know, if the schedule is just exactly right. Anyway, it's I think this town, and they really screwed up with those bike lanes downtown. I mean, that really, I don't know, you know, I guess they were trying to build it out in terms of what they liked.
Yeah, well, but we've talked about that before, Henry. You had a city council dominated by Heidi Harmon and Aaron Gomez and Dan Revoir, and they were from the bicycle community, and they believed in bikes, and they diverted the funds that would have traditionally gone to automobiles and streets, and they put it specifically into bike lanes, and that's when the shift happened. Thanks for calling in. We go to Charlie on KVEC. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Dave and Craig. How are you? How's everything going?
We're good. How are you?
I'm just great. Dave, it must be about 2 or 3 months ago I called you. You had a situation where your neighbor doesn't drive and couldn't get to her doctor's office.
Yes.
Using the bus.
Yes.
And at that time I brought up that thing about the senior van.
I remember that, yes.
Did she ever use it?
I don't know. Her daughter also lives in the neighborhood, so she tries to get her daughter to drive her places because she doesn't have a car.
Yeah. Well, now the senior van is, you just call them and they come and pick you up and they'll take you anywhere, and it's $5 round trip.
I think it's a great service. Now, you just heard Henry, and his concern was is that you have to book it days in advance.
Oh, you don't. No, you don't. It's like a day, and sometimes even the same day. They run Monday through Saturday half a day, and most times I call, and right away they fit me in that same day or the next day.
What's the official name for it, Charlie?
It's called Senior Van. It's the bus company. It's called Senior Van.
All right, so people can Google Senior Van in San Luis Obispo, and then
yeah,
for $5.
Yeah, call the bus company, and they give you the number, and they're very good. The drivers are good. You're usually by yourself. They pick you up, leave you off for about an hour or so, and then come back and take you back home. I use it all the time.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Charlie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Erica checks in from Atascadero. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just had a couple of anecdotes regarding a recent experience in downtown parking, which have basically turned me off from going to downtown San Luis Obispo now that I don't live in town. I moved away a couple of years ago up to Atascadero. But most recently, I was removing my infant daughter from my car as I was parked on the side street on Marsh, just before the Fremont Theater area, and it was so close to the oncoming traffic, the traffic had to stop so that I could pull my infant daughter out of the car and just, you know, car configuration the way I had her car seat in, it was on the traffic side, and so it's just too much, you know. It's just too much when if nobody had stopped, you know, if people didn't stop for me, it was a little too dangerous. It was a little too scary for me, and I just decided I'm not going through the hassle. I'm just not going through the hassle of parking downtown and having an experience like that. And then also another experience prior to that was I parked downtown, and it wasn't 10 minutes before my meter was expired, and it was like I already had a ticket 5 minutes, I believe. I was running late, but ironically I was, you know, shopping around, and I was doing a little bit extra shopping, and it wasn't 5 minutes and my car already had a ticket, and it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, thinking there's no grace periods anymore either, you know. You kind of can't get away with what you used to be able to with a little meter, and I realized I was in the wrong, but it just kind of dissuaded me from parking downtown. So,
well, in terms of the first story you told, Erica, if Council Member Pease was here, I suspect she would say, well, this is why we want you to park in the parking structure, because it would be safer to get your child in and out of.
Well, true, although, you know, also it's that much extra effort that I have to lug this car seat in and out of the car, and I have to drive up all the way and circle around and park, and quite frankly, running an errand, it's just too time consuming. I've got two small children. I've got a lot to do. I just have no time to park on the outskirts of town and run down the stairs or carry, you know, wait for the elevator and hoof it across town. And I just, I'd rather do my shopping elsewhere at that point.
Huh. So how's it working out in Atascadero? What's the difference for you?
Well, we load the car. I mean, we do most of our shopping grocery store. I mean, grocery store and shopping. Otherwise, I do it either in a large format parking lot, let's say, or I just avoid the downtown area. You know, restaurants out here, we still have quote unquote normal parking. You don't have to pay for anything out front in the restaurants. It's normal.
That's the way it is in Arroyo Grande. There's still free parking.
Right. You just, you know, you can park on the, just, they've got little lots kind of tucked away, either sort of in the middle, in the heart of town, or you can park on the street, which I realize that's not so different. But this was exceptionally different because of that bike lane. I was just so far into traffic that I couldn't there was no margin. There was just no margin.
Also, because of the bike lane, that pushed you out further into the street. I see.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, well, again, that goes back to the city council around 2016. They diverted the transportation money, and they wanted to create all these bike lanes.
Right. And, you know, it's just when you only got so much time, I guess it's more of a tourist spot these days, but I've been around long enough to remember San Luis Obispo. You could just kind of come hop down for a real quick errand if you really needed to and be on your way, and it doesn't seem that that's the case any longer. So,
Erica, good to hear from you. Have a good weekend, and please be safe. Well, I tell you the story that when Councilmember Francis was here in April, I don't take Marsh Street anymore unless I have some kind of business specifically on Marsh Street. I zip up and down Pacific Street because Pacific Street runs parallel to Marsh. It doesn't have any bike lanes. It doesn't have any of these screwy, wavy lines anywhere. It's what I call, as an old-timer, a traditional street. And I get to the post office just as fast on Pacific as I do on Marsh, and it's less confusing. We'll come back for a final segment. This is Hometown Radio on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. I don't think I've mentioned today, but do you know we have Ringo Starr tickets? Have I mentioned that, Craig? I don't think I have.
No, that's what I've heard on the word on the street.
Ringo Starr tickets. Every day next week, either I have them or Andy has them, which means that you could have them if you're listening to First Look in the Morning and to Hometown Radio.
So KVC in general is going to have them.
Yeah. And I believe the concert is 2 weeks from tonight. So it's going to be a great concert. We got a couple minutes left. Anybody want the last call on last call? 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. I think everybody's called in about parking or transportation. That seems to be on people's minds. Again, the conversation with Andy Pease and Gavin Huzzy, the podcast is up at 920kvc.com. Starting July 1st, if you want to park at a parking meter in San Luis Obispo, it's going to cost you $4 an hour. If you want to park in the parking garage, it's going to cost you $3 an hour. But you can go online to the city website and you can sign up for 1 hour of free parking at the Palm Street structure. It all starts July 1st.
I think people are always most concerned with what is closest to them. You know, you can see these world problems that are just out of your control. But the thing that's affecting you the most, parking, it's walking, it's not close enough donut shops, whatever it is, it's something that is very personal to you.
Also, it's an issue that everybody understands.
Yeah.
You don't need Armstead to explain it to you. And it's an issue that everybody has an opinion on. So.
And everyone has to deal with. That's the biggest thing is you have to deal with the consequences of other people's decisions. If you got 17 people in San Luis Obispo, you can build multi-million dollar structures that nobody else wants.
Well, I mean, I'm just doing a quick check here. I believe San Luis Obispo is the only city with a parking structure on the Central Coast. I know Pismo's talked about it. Let's hear from Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey. Again, I said it once, and I'll say it again. When it comes to parking, if you live in San Luis Obispo, no one in San Luis Obispo goes downtown anymore. I don't know anyone who actually says, I go downtown anymore. Just simply validate our parking or give us an option. Let us purchase a slow city card like a bus pass. We pay $10 a year. If you've lived here 10 years or 5 years or longer, whatever it is, let's just figure out something where we can just scan our card through the parking or something that will scan it or use it correctly, or a pass we can just put in on our car window. And then people that live here day in and day out can, if we find a parking spot, we can park.
But Sean, if nobody goes downtown, who are all these people I keep seeing downtown? I see people downtown. Who are they?
Well, they said we only had a 7% increase in tourism, at least according to the airports, right, over Memorial Weekend. So it didn't sound like a lot of the tourism came to San Luis Obispo. It was more Pismo Beach, similar areas. But I don't. What is there to go downtown to, and deal with the parking situation to deal with all that? Except for some restaurants, is that
some,
it?
Some very nice restaurants and walk around along the creek and Mission Plaza and. I don't know.
The locals don't want it. The locals just don't want it. I'm just saying, and the people that can live here, different age demographic and mobility issues. So we're going to go park in some multi-story lot or try to find a park. My girlfriend got stuck in for 15 minutes behind a car who couldn't figure out how to pay and get the gate to open. So cars were backing up at the Palm Theater parking lot.
Hey, Sean, are you coming downtown less now because of this?
Oh, I have been for a long time.
All right. Sean, we got to go. Thank you for checking in. Craig has a quote from Yoki Berra.
Yeah, it reminds me of a quote. The place is so popular, nobody goes there anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do see people downtown. I don't know if they're locals or if they're tourists, but there are people downtown.
It's crowded downtown, but that's what I see as I drive through it and not park.
All right, fair enough. Good discussion. Thanks to everybody who called in. Off we go. We've got ABC Radio News. Craig updates with Time Saver, traffic and weather together. And it's Friday. Time for our dear friend King Harris. Talks about Marvin Gaye and other singers from the 1950s. Enjoy.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.